Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
This is Dario Fort, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 25, 1830, the Barbadian newspaper published a petition of Abel Stewart requesting permission for the erection of a hospital on Bird Island, once known as Bignor's Point and later Pelican Island. In his petition, Stewart mentioned that he has seen success in the treatment of skin diseases using the medicinal properties of mineral oil or naphtha, commonly known as Barbados green tar, and spring water from the Mount Estate in St. Andrew. In the memorial, Stewart stated, "Your memorialist have made his experiments upon cases of confirmed leprosy, and he has gratification of stating that in no instance he has failed to arrest the progress of the disease, even in the last stages, thus establishing hitherto doubted fact that a remedy can now be had for that dreadful of all diseases to which human nature is liable." Accordingly, Stewart asked for the hospital to be erected in effort for him to continue his experiments and to act as a quarantine site. He said, "The advantages with which this community would derive in the erection of a hospital on the small island known in the last plot of Brichon by the name of Bird Island, where individuals of the country so afflicted might resort and where medical aid may be afforded them." However, the petition seemed to have been futile, as there was no further mention of the island in this light until November 1866, when the Board of Health recommended that a log hut be erected on Pelican Island. This was to prevent the spread of yellow fever after several persons from British Guiana had arrived in Barbados with the disease. The structure was completed in April 1867 and declared a quarantine hospital 3 months later, with an isolation hospital being added in 1886. Over the years, the island served as a quarantine station, research site, internment camp for prisoners of war, and a nature sanctuary for birds, before it was joined to the mainland by reclamation in 1956. During the time the island served as a quarantine station, several facilities were erected for those there, including a morgue, caretaker's quarters, and laundry area. As a research site, it was utilized by Dr. Charles Cleveland Nutting, a marine biologist, and his group of researchers in 1918. Dr. Nutting, writing about the island, stated, "There were no turf on the island, and the ground was sandy everywhere. But there were a number of trees, including palms and cardia, with brilliant scarlet blossoms and broad leaves." During World War II, 1939 to 1945, the island was used as an internment camp for German, Austrian, and Italian prisoners of war, although it was claimed that during the night, these soldiers were able to escape to the mainland and roam the streets at will. Pelican Island was joined to the mainland in 1956 as part of the development of the Deepwater Harbor, which was officially opened on May 6, 1961 by Sir Grant Lee Herbert Adams.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.